Lots of people worry about spiders or snakes, but there's a much bigger threat from the oceans and lakes. It looked pretty harmless, but it's just a facade.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the cephalopod. That's the octopus, nautilus, cuttlefish, and squids. And if you don't believe me, just listen to this. They got poison in their beaks, and they're highly ambitious. They're the smartest by far out of all of the fishes. They can ooze through a hole that's as small as their eye. They've been known to eat sharks, and their ink will leave you blind. Their tentacles are all independently controlled, and they're cannibals too. Or so I've been told. They are powered by jets, so you could never outrun them. They got that camouflage shit. You won't even see them coming. They are known to use tools, and they walk on two arms. And that is damn freaky. That is cause for alarm. Everyone thinks they only live underwater, but they played us for suckers. We're like lambs to the slaughter. They have terrorized the land since the days of dinosaurs. And just last week, they all moved in next door.
It's a secretive creature. Adapted hiding itself. Basically a brain attached to eight arms.
My friends don't believe me. They all think I'm mad, and my cephalopod neighbors are not really so bad.
Come on, T-Rex, relax. Put your hands in the air and wave them around.
Not now, Dromi, I'm too scared. How bad could it be? They're your neighbors, my friend. Butoraptor, haven't you heard a word that I've said? My neighbors are the creepiest creatures on Earth. How could the situation get any worse?
We put our minds to it and hard ourselves to speak.
What?
We were not meant to be!
Oh my god, what's the next freaky characteristic?
We also taught ourselves computational linguistics.
Now they sit outside my house and wait for me to come home and say,
"Give us a kiss."
Holy shit, leave me alone.
Why don't you come to our slumber party, neighbor? You can sleep in my room.
I appreciate the favor, but I can't go to parties. See, I have this condition.
Come learn about our new sexual position.
Guys, I really don't know.
It's called the Widowmaker. We need your torso.
Can I get back to you later?
We're gonna sneak into bed with you tonight. I just want to taste you.
I just don't feel right.
Are you afraid of us?
No way, dudes. It's fine.
Come plead with us.
Maybe some other time? See, I try to respect their unique world view, but I'm so freaking scared. I don't know what to do. So take it from me. Don't turn your back on a squid. I don't know what it'll do, but you'll be sorry you did.